Today is Friday, March 11th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It snowed again. You guys are getting tired of hearing that. The reason I get so excited about it is because it doesn't really snow here that often, and this is probably more snow than I have seen here in Northwest Arkansas since I moved here. We've had two really good snows and one that was mostly sleet, but it still looked like snow when you looked out the window. So, I mean, I count that in the snow bucket. And we got up this morning, and when Mark got up, because he gets up earlier than me, because my bosses at the Spit Valve factory are in California. And so they, when they log on, it's already 10 o'clock my time in the morning. And so I don't have to be right out of bed at, and logged on at 8 a.m. because they're not logged on. And a lot of times my meetings will go later, 5:30, 6, 6:30. On Monday, I think I have a meeting from 6 to 6:30 or something like that. I try not to do too many of those, but I also, because I'm a later sleeper, I will tend to accept them more often than not so that I feel, make sure I'm working an 8-hour work day or whatever it is. But anyway, Mark gets up before I do because he has to be at his desk ready to go at 8 a.m. And it's not a management thing. It is a Mark thing. I need to be there at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock. So he's there. So he gets up about 7:15 and takes his shower and does all that. Drinks his coffee, whatever he does. I don't even know what all his routine is in the morning because I'm in bed. And, what I will do is he gets out of bed, gives me a kiss, goes to do his thing. And we wake up to Good Morning America. Ugh. I know I've talked about that before. So, but, when Trump was around, you had to hear about Trump every morning. And now because of Ukraine, which is such a horrible thing, this Ukrainian thing is so depressing to me. And, I'm not going through it. All these Ukrainians that are going through all this, I feel so bad for those people. But anyway, I have to hear about that every morning. And, way to start your day depressing. But anyway, so he turns the TV off and then he goes and does his, his shower. And so I then go back to sleep because it usually wakes me up. And he leaves Sydney in the bed. She's our dog, for those of you who don't know. And she normally comes up and lays beside me because normally she's at the foot of the bed. But when he gets out of bed, she comes up and lays beside me. And she and I get a few more minutes of sleep before I get up, maybe another half hour, sometimes an hour if I'm really sleepy. Because I do try to get to my desk by about 8:30. Sometimes it's 9. But so he got up and apparently it was snowing a little bit, but there was no accumulation on the ground. And he got up around 7:15. I got up at 8:15 and there was already probably a full inch. I didn't measure. I'm just guessing. But the grass was completely covered when I got up. And so he took Sydney out because we take her out to pee first thing. And he wanted to do it before the snow got much deeper. And so he did that. I took my shower. So, yeah, I was excited because, it made my day a little bit better because I could look out the window and see snow, which always puts me in a little bit better mood because, again, I love to look at snow. So backing up, last night, yesterday, I went downstairs, and we've been working out every day, except Wednesdays, because, you know, that's when I have orchestra. And I think Mark is working out even on Wednesdays. But we've been working out using our gym equipment that we bought. And I go downstairs and I was like, ugh, I'm so tired. I don't feel like doing anything. Still got to work out. I've got to cook dinner because now I'm cooking again. And Mark says, you wouldn't want to take Sydney up for her walk, would you? And I'm like, no. But then I start to feel guilty because normally he walks her every day. And I don't enjoy it. And we have a doggy door, so although we leave it closed a lot now because she likes to bark at the other dogs, so we basically leave her locked in the house. But we have one. And but Mark got in the habit of walking her, so I'm like, you know what? That's Mark's thing. Mark likes to do that, or he feels like it's necessary. I'm going to let him do it. And occasionally he'll ask me, and I feel, well, I never walk her. I should really do it. And I said, no. I said, no, thank you. I don't want to walk her. And then I'm walking around and I thought, I'm not doing anything. I've already recorded the podcast, but I don't want to work out. So I said, you know what? I will walk her, but I'm not going to work out. My walk with Sydney is going to be my workout today because I don't feel like working out, and that's just going to be the way it is. And so he said, okay. And so I walked her, and then I did not work out. I basically took a nap on the couch. I mean, I sat on the couch and put something on YouTube and promptly fell asleep because I was tired. And he did his workout and he got all sweaty, so much so that he needed to take a shower. I think he's putting more into these workouts than I am. Again, I'm doing something. I'm working out, you know? I've got to put together the dumbbell rack and the bench this weekend so we can start doing a little bit of weights as well. And yeah, so that was our... And then I cooked last night. I did eggs. And I made this bread box. I've decided I'm definitely canceling it. This wild grain bread box that Fatty and I both subscribe to. They are so sour. It's this long fermented crap. And man, this loaf of bread, I cooked a loaf of bread and I thought, I want some really good toast. We have some mango spread. I'm going to have eggs and bacon and toast. Mark always wants rice with his eggs, so I cooked him rice, but I wanted toast. So I cooked this loaf of bread, followed their directions to the T. Took it out. They say you also need to rest it for 20 to 30 minutes to let it finish the baking process. I did that. Cut into it. It was frozen in the middle. So I had to put it back in the oven to cook it some more. And it was so sour and tasted kind of like dirt. It had kind of a dirt, kind of like the beets the other day that I was telling you guys about. It's like a earthy, dirty sort of flavor. I don't know if somebody dropped it on the floor. But anyway, so I've got so much of that stuff in the freezer because who eats that much bread? So I'm definitely going to cancel it. I'm definitely going to cancel. I left them a review. I said, they asked for a review. I said, oh, your bread is too sour. And you don't have enough options for non-sour things. And your instructions suck because it comes out frozen and I follow your instructions to the T. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.